I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's deja vu all over again in eastern Ukraine, or looks that way anyway. The scene yesterday nearly resembled the Russian takeover of Crimea last month. Pro-Russian protesters stormed and seized government buildings in three eastern Ukrainian cities yesterday. The protesters waved Russian flags. They also demanded that referenda be held in the cities of Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kharkiv to determine whether they would also join Russia. Ukraine's leaders are pointing the finger at Russian President Vladimir Putin for orchestrating the trouble. Russian leaders, however, are saying this situation is not identical to the Crimean scenario. Alexander Kolyander is a senior reporter with the Wall Street Journal. He's in Moscow. Is this the start to a repeat of Crimea, Alexander, or is it just the optics that seem ominous?
It definitely looks like the Crimea story. However, there is one very important part that is missing, which is there is no Russian army there.
So how important are these three cities to Russia? Are they important enough that Russia might mobilize armies?
Those three cities are, I would say, psychologically important to Russia. Those three cities are probably the most Russian-speaking cities in Ukraine. And also that part of Ukraine, the eastern part of Ukraine, has very strong connection to the Russian part of the ex-Soviet Union or of the ex-Russian Empire.
So what do you think all that means in terms of allegiance to the Kremlin in eastern Ukraine?
I went to Kharkiv about a month ago. And to my great surprise, because I was born in and raised in that city, to my great surprise, I discovered that there is absolutely no, or I would say very little sympathy with Moscow or with the Kremlin. People say, yes, we speak Russian. Yes, we consider ourselves ethnically Russians, but they feel themselves Ukrainian citizens. And to my personal impression, the majority of the people in the city of Kharkiv are absolutely against joining Russia in any time soon.
So who do you reckon these people are then, raising the Russian flags and demanding referenda to see whether they should join Russia too? Are they a minority?
I would say that in Kharkiv and to a greater extent in Donetsk and Luhansk, there are people who consider themselves being part of Mother Russia. And they're active, but they kind of understand it's their last chance in the foreseeable future.
Acting president of Ukraine, Oleksandr Turchynov, said that the enemies of Ukraine are trying to restage the Crimean scenario, but we will prevent it. If there are secession referenda in these cities and Russia seems enticed, can Ukraine stop that?
The new government of Ukraine is definitely determined to stop all the secessionist movements in the eastern part of Ukraine. And any kind of a local referendum would be absolutely illegal from the point of view of the Ukrainian constitution. Whether it have enough force and security forces to stop it, probably yes. But would it really use force to stop all that? I very much doubt, because after the first drop of blood spilled in Luhansk, Donetsk, or Kharkiv, that would give Moscow a very clear reason to step in.
Well, as you said, you're originally from Kharkiv, one of the cities that wants to hold this referendum, or some people are demanding this referendum. What does it feel like for you to have your hometown in the midst of this pretty uncertain moment?
I would say that from my personal point of view, it's quite painful to see all those skirmishes and fighting, and I have to remind you, two people were killed in Kharkiv 2 weeks ago,
right.
And I do remember those streets, I do remember those buildings, and it's quite painful to see the great square occupied by the protesters and counter-protesters, because I was crossing that very square every morning on my way to the university. So it's not pleasant.
Alexander Kolyander, senior reporter with the Wall Street Journal in Moscow. Thanks for your time indeed.
Thank you.